What do you think about this issue of heteronormativity and how it intersects with the broader structures of racism in society?
They gonna say I'm racist.
What's up with white people? What are you doing to decenter your whiteness? Who's making this?
So you're listening to the trailer for Am I Racist, a film that I went out and saw opening weekend. Brad saw it with his wife on opening weekend. And just last weekend, Ryan Wiggins went and saw it with his wife. And I'm a 10 out of 10 on this film. And I've been telling you so. You need to go see Am I Racist in theaters. And we are so excited to have on our next guest a co-producer of Am I Racist, and maybe only the other actor other than Matt Walsh in this film. Ben Capel joins us right now. He's a co-producer. Ben, thank you for coming on today. It's great to have you here.
Well, Annie, thanks so much for having me and supporting the film.
You know what? I think there's a kind of a compulsion for conservatives. You know, a lot of the people listening to the show certainly are conservatives, or this is how they peek behind the curtain from the other side. But there's a compulsion to be like, oh, the Daily Wire made a film. I should go support that with my, you know, $10 ticket. I should go do that. There might have been a part of me that went to the movie theater originally because of that, but I can't stop telling people to go see this movie because it is so funny. It is so well done. It makes a great point. What have you had as far as success that goes after? Like, what do you hear from people the most after they've seen this film that you guys have put out and had real great success with in theaters?
Yeah, well, I mean, the reaction from the public has been phenomenal. You know, we're already the top grossing documentary of the year, and we're the most successful political documentary in the past 2 decades. And that's from, you know, supporters like you and your listeners for coming out and supporting, you know, this work of art. So I really, really appreciate that. And then what the audience is really telling us is just how shocking what not only kind of what we're able to pull off when it comes to the stunts we pull, but just that there are serious people in this country. And by serious, I don't mean that they're serious individuals, but powerful and wealthy and influential people who just believe the most insane things and things that really fall apart with just a little bit of pushback.
Yeah, it was jaw dropping to watch. I'm saturated in news and politics every day. My husband's a public school teacher and he went with me and he was like slunk down in his chair, covering his hands, but watching between his fingers because of how unbelievable some of these people were when Matt Walsh was pushing back against them. What was it like for you? I don't know how well you knew Matt Walsh before you started working with him on Am I Racist, but what was it like for you to watch and be on the scene in the background while Matt Walsh was doing his Matt Walsh things in this film?
Well, I mean, Matt's just the best in the business. And for him to, you know, not only keep his composure, but, you know, him being able to lead these people to the logical conclusions of their ideologies in so many of these scenes was just so fun to watch. You know, he had to keep straight face. There was plenty of times where, you know, I had to walk out of the room because, you know, I was biting my cheek too hard and dangerously close to, you know, giving away the bit.
Yeah.
So it was just, it's been such a pleasure working with truly, well, one of the greatest minds in media altogether, and partnering with him and director Justin Folk, who's also just absolutely brilliant and really knows how to put together a story and has a vision for this entire thing.
We're speaking with Ben Capel. He's a co-producer of Am I Racist? You are now, I suppose, affectionately referred to as one of Matt Walsh's 13 or 17 black friends. To be that person, to be pulled into some of these scenes where you served as the minority representative, was it hard for you to keep a straight face in some of those different scenes where you had to come on and be the minority guy for these people to really commit, you know, on the other side of the issues, these anti-racist warriors to commit to their kind of sham cell in front of you?
You know, it's funny because I had the opposite reaction anytime I went on camera, where you realize, it's funny that it's watching, but when you're participating, it's not that funny. It's actually pretty dark.
No, yeah, I see that.
You guys are talking about. So the instinct isn't to laugh. It's really, you know, holding yourself back and making sure you're not lashing out at these people. You know, just, hey, moron, like, you don't think that. You can't think that. You're an adult who, you know, pays taxes, supposedly. Like, you can't read this. So.
Ben, as you and Matt maybe discussed, or the team going into the film, did you have an overarching point that we're going to make a film that says this? Or did you conversely go about doing some of these interviews and then realizing the point that you were going to make along the way?
Well, I mean, this this film definitely has a point of view, and that's one that everyone on the crew shared going into it, which is it's really not difficult not to be a racist. It's really easy. Just don't be a racist. Don't think about it all that often. Treat people the way...
Just be a decent human being, like most people are always trying to do.
Exactly. Just full stop. And just to help kind of remind the country that that is what we are called to believe, not only as Americans, but as Christians. So once we kind of got into the film, we kind of realized that, we don't have to boast and, have constant speeches to remind people of that. You really got to trust the intelligence of the audience. They just instinctively understand that what these people are saying is wrong.
Ben, how many times did Matt Walsh get recognized, and did you have to kind of abort one of the scenes?
Just the once, and you guys see it on camera. people publicly have been crapping on his wig, which is really unfortunate because it's a very good wig. It really got us to where we needed to.
He wrote that response to the White Fragility lady, where he's like, "You saw my wig sucked, and it was ill fitting in your own words." And then he clarifies that it is a very nicely fitting wig, but you still went through it and you still cashed the check, which is really the overarching takeaway that I had. Is these people do anything because they're profiting off of it. And if people were to behave the way you suggest that normal people behave, Ben, there's no money in it for these people.
Yeah, well, that's part of the business model, right? White fragility, white and racism is imbued into the system, and you can't get rid of it no matter what you do, which is really great for them because that means you have to keep calling them for these racist seminars. Just a self-fulfilling prophecy.
There's a tally, and we've talked a lot about this movie, but we don't want to give away all the good stuff because we want people to go see it, and so we don't want to spoil it for people.
If you guys do want to go see it, please go to amiracist.com and buy your tickets.
Yes. Do that now, because I know we have a lot of theaters around here in St. Louis that are showing it. I saw it in the Edwardsville AMC Theater and encourage everyone to go to miracist.com and get those tickets. Ben, there's a lot of discussion, I think appropriately so, about Matt Walsh's experiences with the people who are selling the idea of anti-racism as basically if you're a white person, you're in a permanent state of victimizer, but it's important that you know it, but you can't change it, and so on and so forth. But I think an under-talked about and under-discussed part of the film is when Matt Walsh goes into what you would assume to be the most racist biker bar in all of America. The one you guys found was really something to see. And these were the most lovable, kind people who looked at Matt Walsh's, DEI certificate credentials like, what are you even doing here? It was the most American thing that I've seen in a movie theater in quite some time.
Well, and it wasn't just that bar, though. I love shouting out 99 Bottles as many times as I can. Those were some amazing people that we kind of just bumped into. But also, we went to really impoverished areas throughout Louisiana and New Orleans to talk to some, black people. And we weren't cherry picking these guys. It was just the people we talked to. And immediately they were like, I had no idea what the heck you're talking about. Just be a human being.
Yeah.
The big takeaway is to be as dumb as these people are, you really have to go to college to learn that level of stupid.
That's so true. It's so sad, too, because it's really also expensive. Ben Capel, before we let you go, you're co-producer of Am I Racist? We talked about miracist.com, where people can go get their tickets. I've seen it myself. I want to bring more people back to see it as well, and I would absolutely love to go watch it a second time to pick up on things that I maybe didn't see the first time I was out. But how do people listening right now who appreciate what you have done, what The Daily Wire has done, what Matt Walsh has done, how do we continue to support you in a way that we can get more content to consume that is actually legitimately quality content? You're not just donating to a cause when you go to Am I Racist. You're really being entertained.
Well, I really appreciate that. And I get the big thing, go to amiracist.com, buy tickets, go see it in theaters. I promise it's worth it. Like sitting there and laughing at other people and just having an excuse to get out of the house and laugh for an hour and a half.
Yeah, amen.
Really is worth it, especially, with what our country is going through right now. That, and please go and support The Daily Wire. That's an organization that, we wouldn't have been able to make this movie without them. Jeremy Boring is the only man in America who has cojones to put money behind creatives like Matt and Justin Fulk. Yeah. So go and subscribe to the Daily Wire. Please support these guys and everything that you guys can do.
Yeah, I completely agree. I watched Lady Ballers. I think I've seen Lady Ballers like 4 or 5 times through my Daily Wire subscription. I'm a girls basketball coach, was a girls basketball player, and that just spoke to me. I was like, okay, I'm committing to this, and was so glad that I could. And then when I saw this was in theaters, I thought, no, I definitely have to go. And then I realized this is not just a cause. This is a really, really great movie. And amiracist.com, that's where you can go get your tickets. Ben, we really appreciate you coming on the show with us today. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much, Annie.
We'll talk to you again. Thank you. Ben Capel, he's a co-producer of Am I Racist and amiracist.com. Can't stress enough how entertained you will be. And I mean, I just think about the movies that I go see in the theater, which are usually ones that I go to see with my kids. My husband and I are not compelled to go to the theater. Although now that our kids are old enough to watch the other kids and we can go see a movie within 5 minutes of our house, we're starting to think that maybe we might want to go see some movies again, because there are a lot of, I felt like there were a lot of interesting films that were coming out that I might like to see. And this one just generally, I mean, it impacted my perspective on this cause when I focus not just on, is racism real? Yes, there are so many people, so many things out there that are actively racist. And the interesting thing is it's not generally where you would expect it to come from. This movie makes that point. But the additional point that the idea that you are supposed to be actively divided from your neighbor who may not look exactly like you, that people rely on that to make money for themselves. What an amazing point that was made by this movie.
Yeah, it's exposing the racism industry as much as anything.
Yeah.
And that's what it's strange, because as you're laughing, because like we said, it's just so uncomfortable at times that you're like nervously laughing. And that's part of the fun, is that you're just going, oh my gosh, they're doing things you're not supposed to do.
Well, the reason that you're laughing uncomfortably is because the stuff that you are doing that they're saying you're not supposed to, or that you feel like you shouldn't be doing, has been beat into your head by this complex, by this industry that is out there that they're actually exposing in the movie. I think it's really important to note too that like this movie doesn't make light of racism.
No.
It goes straight after the grifters that are trying to make millions of dollars off of racism.
What was your favorite? Like the documentary is a series of different experiences that Matt Walsh has. So it's kind of segmented in that way, and all of these, they all have parallels. What was your favorite scene? I know 100% for sure what mine is.
Well, we haven't talked about this, no. So hopefully it's not. It might be the same
one. It might be.
It's when they're recounting the tale of Jussie Smollett. And they
do
the cut scenes of Matt Walsh being like envisioning himself in that scenario, yeah, to try to identify with it, and how ridiculous it is. And they're using Jussie Smollett's own words.
Yeah, he's on like ABC or CBS or something.
Yeah, talking with Robin Smith or whatever her name is.
He's narrating what happened to him, and Matt Walsh is enacting it.
It's like he's trying to put himself in the circumstance to identify, you know. Mm-hmm. And he's it's very well done how absurd what Jussie Smollett is saying with a straight face and crying and talking about how horrible this has been for him. Matt Walsh is walking through it. And all know it's
complicated when you're watching that, because the more laughable it gets, the more mad it kind of made me.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Exactly.
What about you?
My favorite scene was the scene when he sat down with that guy in front of his little auto shop. And he just had, like, he was having that conversation. This isn't one of the funny
scenes. Wasn't he an immigrant?
Yeah, he was an immigrant. And he's like, oh, I love this country. No, I don't experience racism. You know, he's like, this is the greatest country in the world. He's like, well, what about all these things? He's like, I only need the Bible. And the Bible tells me.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I got white fragility. I've got 3 copies in my car. Want me to get one? He's like, I just use the Bible.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I got the Bible in my car.
I think the most entertaining scene for me, the one that got me the most, was the dinner with the black woman and the brown woman. I think she was Indian, maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's like a dinner for women. So Matt Walsh is like, gee, I don't know how I'm going to get myself into this one. So he's the help. And it's the most acting that Matt Walsh does in the film. And I wanted to hide under my chair, but couldn't believe. Like, there's one point where they're like, raise your glass. I think he says that, like, raise your glass if you're racist.
Yeah. Yes. Like, they're all acknowledging their own racism so much that he says, let's all raise our glasses to racism or to racist. Or
no, something. He asks them to raise their glass if they're racist.
That's right. That's
and,
right. Yeah.
And then they're all like, cheers.
Yeah.
And he's like so deadpan the whole time. I don't know how he did it because I was like, oh, man, I was hooting and hollering in the movie theater. I was laughing so hard. Everybody was laughing and hiding, but laughing
And
like, is this going to end? And oh, gosh.
You know, Annie, part of the reason that that scene made me laugh so much is not just the absurdity of what's happening in the scene, but he does things in it that you're like, that has nothing to do with making a good point. Like just falling and throwing plates down and stuff.
You got to see the movie.
Have anything to
you
got to
see the movie. I mean, it's like Matt Walsh is doing this character and there's slapstick in it. Yeah. And they don't catch on to it. They're so committed to the check cashing that they don't commit that they don't catch on. Amiracist.com. Seriously, you will not regret seeing this movie. Let us know if you do see it, what you think about it. We'd love to hear from you as well. The YouTube live chat poll for today. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. Should Donald Trump agree to debate Kamala Harris again? Yes or no? We want to know what you think. You can go to the Annie Fry YouTube live broadcast. If you go to Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y, on YouTube, just pull up YouTube on your app, on your phone, on your desktop, your laptop. You can pull it up on your TV screen, your smart TV. Find that YouTube app. Type in Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y. You'll see that we're broadcasting live there right now. Hello. And when you pull it up in the live chat portion of today's live broadcast, the one up right now, you'll see the poll. And you can tell us if you think that Donald Trump should agree to debate Kamala Harris again. We'll discuss when we come back. Don't go away. Put you down, eat you alive.